tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Elf Red Stocking for SantaUpdate.com. The skies of Alaska have now opened up for Santa, and we're starting to get our first reports of his visits there. Joining with a live report is a man who claims to have seen Santa in Juneau. Sir, are you there? And what is your name?
My name is Elwood Schmidt, DDS.
Oh, so you're a dentist.
No, DDS stands for Director Dead Squirrels. We're a tiny division of the Juneau Parks and Rec Department.
Oh, well, you don't meet a man like you every day. Tell me, did you really see Santa, sir?
Well, yes, I got a call about 20 minutes ago about a new little guy found in the roadway, so I went out to find him, and sure enough found him laid out there, his little feet pointing skyward with a look of shock on his face.
You mean?
Yep, he's a goner. Heart attack. You don't see a lot of squirrels go that way, but I tell you, there wasn't a mark on him. At least that's what I told Santa.
Wait, you talked to Santa?
Oh, yes, he was real upset. He thought he hit the little guy, but really, he just scared the chestnuts out of him, and he's, you know,
gone to that giant nut pile in the sky.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but it wasn't like Santa's fault. He was just trying to land in the park, and there was no way you could have seen him there. It was an accident.
Well, wow, that's the saddest Santa sighting ever. Thanks for sharing that with us, and give our best to his family and all. Please, friends, keep track of your squirrels tonight. We don't want any more accidents. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Red Stocking, and I need some tissue. Reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.